Salat wa salam ala Rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum everyone. What I want to do in these series of lectures is to cover a very famous tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's briefly referred to as the hadith of Warathatul Anbiya, Sharh Hadith Abi Darda, because the narrator here is the companion Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And you can find this hadith, this particular discussion on this hadith, in a collection of Rasail by Al-Hafiz Ibn Rajab Al-Hanbali. So you'll find it here, and you can find more on the hadith there as well. There are other hadiths that are discussed, but I just want to focus in this series of lectures on this particular hadith, which talks about the inheritors of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of them. So I'll read the Arabic, not always, but at certain points for you, and I'll not translate but try and comment upon what the author is saying. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. So we begin by praising Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. خرج الإمام أحمد وأبو داود والترمذي وابن ماجه في كتبهم. So he's mentioning books of hadith where this hadith has been mentioned. And he begins, أن الرجل قدم من المدينة على أبي الدرداء وهو بدمشق فقال. So a person came to Abu Darda while he was in Damascus, and the person had come from Medina, the city of Medina al-Munawwara. فقال ما أقدمك يا أخي. So he said, what has brought you here, my brother? قال حديث بلغني أنك تحدث به عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That in essence, I've just come because I've heard about this narration, this tradition, which has reached me, that you have mentioned this from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قَالَ أَمَا جِئْتَ لِحَاجَةٍ. Have you come for any other reason? Is there any reason besides this tradition? قَالَ لَا. No. أَمَا قَدِمْتَ لِتِجَارَةٍ. Have you come to do business? Have you come to engage in some sort of trade? قَالَ لَا. قَالَ مَا جِئْتَ إِلَّا فِي طَلَبِ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. I've only come because I'm seeking out this one hadith. قال نعم. Then he says, okay, then Abu Darda, the companion, says that, yes. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ. That I heard the messenger of Allah, صلى الله عليه وسلم, saying, مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَلَكَ اللَّهُ بِهِ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever seeks out a path, whoever goes out to seek knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God will make a path for him towards paradise. وَإِنَّ الْمَلَائِكَةَ تَضَعُ أَجْنِحَتَهَا رِضًا لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. And even the angels spread their wings out in pleasure for this seeker of knowledge. لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. We have the word لِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ here. وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَتَّى الْحِيتَانِ فِي الْمَاءِ. That for an alim, a scholar, forgiveness is sought for him from the creatures in the heavens, from the creatures on the earth, even including the fish that live in the sea. وَفَضْلُ الْعَالِمِ عَلَى الْعَابِدِ كَفَضْلِ الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةُ الْبَدْرِ عَلَى سَاعِلِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. The virtue of a alim, a scholar, over a worshipper, an abid, is like the virtue of the moon over the stars. وَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. And verily, the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. وَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ لَمْ يُوَرِثُوا دِينَارًا وَلَا دِرْهَمًا. That the anbiya do not leave behind. They don't leave behind for inheritance dinar or neither dirhams. وَإِنَّمَا وَرَثُوا الْعِلْمَ. That verily, they only leave behind knowledge. فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ أَخَذَ بِحَظٍ وَافِرٍ. That whoever takes this, then they've taken a great portion. And then he continues, وَكَانَ السَّلَفُ الصَّالِحُ. The pious predecessors, لِقُوَّةِ رَغْبَتِهِمْ فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالدِّينِ وَالْخَيْرِ يَرْتَحِلُ أَحَدُهُمْ إِلَى بَلَدٍ بَعِيدٍ لِطَلَبِ حَدِيثٍ وَاحِدٍ يُبَلِّغُهُ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. That the pious predecessors would travel fair distances would seek out a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even one of them, just to seek out one tradition from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Excuse me. And then he gives examples of Ayyub al-Ansari min al-Madina ila Misr. That Ayyub al-Ansari left Medina to travel to Egypt to meet a companion because he had heard a tradition from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he gives an example of Jabir bin Abdullah al-Ansari. Even though he heard وَكَذَلِكَ فَعْلَ جَابِرِ عَبْدُ بِنْ أَنْصَارِ مَعْ كَسِمْ حَسَمِ نَبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ الْحَدِيثِ. And so even Jabir Abdullah, even though he heard many hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would do the same as well. And they would travel to even people who are generally seen lower than them in rank even. So it wasn't like to seek out people who were perhaps above them in virtue, but also people who were seen to be lower than them in virtue as well, just to seek out knowledge. And we have the example of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wa ibtihalihi ma'a fata, that he went out with whom? A young person. Right? And he says, فَلَا إِسْتَغْنَا أَحَدٌ عَنِ الرَّحْلَةِ فِي طَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ لَاسْتَغْنَا عَنْهَا مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. If it was to be anyone who didn't need to seek out, to seek knowledge, to reach out and seek knowledge, it would have been Moses, peace be upon him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him so much knowledge. قَدْ كَمَّلَهُ وَأَتَّعَهُ التَّوْرَاتِ. Allah had given him the Tawrat. Right? And in there was فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Everything was found in that book. وَمَعَ هَذَا. Despite this, that when Allah told him about Khidr, right, that he has knowledge, سَأَلَ السَّبِيلِ إِلَى الْلِقَائِهِ, that when he found about this person who has knowledge, Musa sought this person out. And so then him and this youngster set out to meet and seek out this Musa alayhi, with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this youngster went out to seek out Khidr. Allah mentions this in the Quran in Surah Al-Kahf, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِي حُقُبًا. So they traveled to seek out Khidr. ثُمَّ أَخْبَرَنَهُ لَمَّا لَقِيَ قَالَ هَلْ أَتَى بِكَ عَلَى أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتُ رُشْدًا. When eventually he found him, Musa عليه السلام sought permission to accompany him, to follow him, so that he could teach him. So we learn this from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Okay, Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu, that he's swearing an oath by Allah that there is no God but God, that ma unzila suratu min kitabillah illa wa ana a'lamu ayna nazala. That I knew there wasn't a surah from the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except I know, I'm the most knowledgeable in terms of where it was revealed. وَلَا نَزَلَ الْآيَةِ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا وَأَنَا أَعْلَمُ فِي مَا أُنزِلَ. And then he says, وَلَوْ أَعْلَمُ أَحَدًا. So despite having all of this knowledge, if I was to know someone who is more knowledgeable than me with regards to the book of Allah, I would basically seek out that person. I would ride a camel and seek out this person as well. Abu Darda elsewhere also says that if I was struggling with a book or a verse from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of understanding what it meant, and I couldn't find someone who could open this up for me, i.e. explain it to me, then I would travel this place called Bibirk al-Ghimad. This is like a place in the far reaches of Yemen. I would travel it, i.e. the point is that these people, the Salaf al-Saleh, the companions, were so eager to quench their thirst with even the droplets of knowledge, right, that they were prepared to travel fair distances to acquire this knowledge. And then he gives examples here of people who went from various places to seek knowledge or to hear knowledge or to ask things or matters related to the Quran or Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay, so this is something to bear in mind. And he gives an example here. وَحَلَفَ الرَّجُلُ يَمِينًا فَأَشْكَلَتْ عَلَى الْفُقَهَاءِ. There was a person who made a promise, and he wanted a way out of this promise, right? And so it became difficult for the fuqaha, the jurists. So So Judas advised him that you need to go to a certain place, and there will be someone who might be able to help you. The point is here, وَفِي هَذَا إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ مَنْ أَهَمَّ أَمْرِ دِينَهُ, that whoever sees that their religious affairs are important to them, just like their worldly affairs are important to them, just like if something become difficult for them in this world. For example, they needed to sort out a financial issue, or they had a legal issue, or they had some sort of issue to do with the world, they would go out, they would travel to seek a solution to the problem. Similarly, a person who sees that their religion, their faith, their salvation is important, they would travel very, very quickly to resolve that matter. Mm-hmm. So this is something to bear in mind as well. So I think this is enough for us to think about this hadith. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left a legacy behind of seeking out knowledge, right? The ulama, as we will see, do not inherit money. They're not worldly people. Rather, they are people who seek out knowledge, and the creation of Allah pray for such people on the condition that they seek out knowledge for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think I'll leave it there for now, inshallah. We'll continue in the next lecture, where we will look at the hadith in more detail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.